Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Schönen guten Abend, sagt Helmut Jasper. Sie hören heute Abend bei uns im Ö1 Kunstradio eine Live-Aufnahme aus dem Studio RP4, The Fatalistic Flatworm von Static Ticks und Radio Warm. Das Radiostück The Fatalistic Flatworm in englischer Sprache ist das erste einer Reihe von Hörspielen zum Themenkomplex Tierische Perversitäten und Empathie der holländischen Künstler. Static Ticks bestehen aus Henk Bakker und Lucas Simonis, entstand aus dem Umfeld von Warm Radio, einem niederländischen Kunst-, Webradio- und Radiokunstprojekt. Eigentlich als Vorwand zum Improvisieren mit Laptops gegründet, verwenden Static Ticks sämtliches Audiomaterial, das ihre Harddrives hergeben. Radio Jams, Field Recordings, Studioaufnahmen, Live-Improvisationen und so weiter. Die Live-Version unterscheidet sich von der Studiofassung durch einen höheren Anteil an improvisierten Musik- und Soundstrecken. Vorangegangen sind dieser Kunstradio-Live-Sendung drei Performances vor Publikum, einer im Wiener Museumsquartier, einer in Brünn und einer in Linz, in denen das Stück weiterentwickelt wurde, um den richtigen Rhythmus für die On-Air-Version zu finden. The Fatalistic Flatworm ist ein Radiostück, das von den Künstlern live interpretiert wird, weil, Zitat, Editing und unspontan sein ebenso interessant sein kann wie live spielen, nur ist die Dynamik eine andere. Protagonisten sind der schicksalsergebene Plattwurm Fatalistic Flatworm und der Bürzel Rump. Meine Damen und Herren, Sie hören nun The Fatalistic Flatworm von Static Ticks und Radio Warm. Thank you.
fatalistic flatworm played a dangerous game with reality. Was his sense of reality actually a valuable source, or was it more an erosion of his initially almost bestial fervor to reveal absolutely nothing of his self-taught table manners? It was as if he had to endlessly crawl through a long tunnel, so life felt. The search for identity became an obsession, especially when, after slightly perforating his intestine, he chanced upon his own rump and fell head over heels in love. Seized by idiosyncrasy with dubious roots, he felt life spinning towards him like a buttercup that threatens to squash a steamroller.
Spooed and swallowed me again.
We are sick and tired of each other. We are sick and tired of each other.
Me a little more than you. We will share everything equally.
Give me some rice pudding.
Our heart beats full of contempt.
First take a walk along Lake Garda.
You might even get a discount of 30. Not 40, no. Not even 50, but 54%. Percent of what?
Business expenses.
Give me some.
Say that again. Our heart.
No.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia. Oh, mamma.
2. The Runts.
I don't know if what you feel for me is love. Isn't it just narcissism?
Do I feel narcissism for you?
Some people look in the mirror and fall in love. Some people look at some people and fall in love. Some people look at some people who look at some people and fall in love. But you look at your arse and fall in love. I really don't know if that's better or worse.
Better. Definitely better.
I'm not so sure. We could have formed an entity and linked up with a third party.
That would be an aberration.
But does one have to observe a natural quality in everything? An illusion that suggests that for each act and situation, there is a scenario representing the natural course of things?
Got it all wrong. That's not how I think. I'm just a simple flatworm. My ethics and morals are purely physical in nature. I cannot allow myself to be religious with all the burdens that will entail. Even my own body is clearly too heavy a burden in light of the fact that I am striving for external relationships with the rear part of it.
And that is not an aberration?
See it. I behave like a realist under these circumstances. That doesn't mean that I am one, of course.
Do you also have a romantic side?
However, to become frustrated or disappointed simply because my desires stretch beyond what is possible. That's where the realistic side comes in.
Yeah, I'm starting to catch on.
And we still haven't talked about another characteristic of mine.
Which is?
I once decided not to be dependent on others. Why let outside things influence you at all? If I decide I want to be a rock singer, for instance, I stick to that decision. It doesn't matter if anyone appreciates it. I do what I want. And even if I don't have an audience now, one day they'll say I was right and discover what I can give to the world. It's a principle known as do it yourself.
And how do you reconcile these lofty ideals with your current life as an intestinal parasite?
See any discrepancy whatsoever. I am me and act accordingly. But at the same time, I don't close my eyes insofar as I have any to the shortcomings of my potential. The only thing I can say about that is I am working on it.
fatalistic flatform played a dangerous game with his reality. Was his aimlessness actually a valuable strength, or was it more a poor substitute of rudimentary convulsions? As if he were looking for light at the end of a long tunnel, so blossomed the hope of meaningful life in him. The love of his own rump would prove fatal, that much was obvious. The only escape seemed a flight forwards, a redemption, if the gods would allow him that much at least. There are things a flatworm must do, and there are things a flatworm must not do.
What's the point of striving for redemption? And what does that mean for a flatworm?
To be squeezed through the holy anus and disappear in the glorious noise of gushing oblivion.
Including rump? In other words, yours truly?
Including rump? In other words, you honorable and most beloved mine.
And if I may ask, what kind of future awaits us there beyond the horizon with the sinking golden anus?
None. Redemption has no need of future. Redemption is future and past in one. Redemption is redeeming everything you promised yourself and more. It is the end of seeking, waiting, laughing, pottering along, capturing, slaughtering, yearning, respecting, relieving, practicing. In short, it is the original beginning, an ultimate keeping open of options. Call it being.
Hang on, I'll be having none of that. Find yourself another rump.
But you and I are one, made for each other.
You mean made from each other? And no, I am not going with you. This is the parting of the ways.
Yeah, we'll have the way. Yeah, we'll find it now. But this.
No.
The fatalistic flatworm played a harmless game with his aimlessness. Or actually, a dangerous game with his purposeful approach. As though he saw the light, so did his love for his rump wither after the rump's practical words. But would they ever manage to set each other free? Or were the ties of the flesh too strong? It had happened before, not that that justified a repeat. One escape was perhaps the flight forwards, in an economical sense, but wouldn't that cause too much trouble?
How do you say such a thing? How do you tell such a fib? How not is more like it. Buy a gas canister. Drink some wine into the pan. Wait. Ready. Chicken? Let it grow. Fear not. That's all. That's all right for you. I'm in the front seat. Jesus, it's really speeding. I can't hold on. Quiet!
The host let off a fart that deserves mention. It lasted all of a minute. By a stroke of luck, he was alone in the room at that moment. Later on, he discovered weird remains in his underpants.
Oh,
Sie hörten Ö1 Kunstradio The Fatalistic Flatworm von Static Ticks und Radio Warm. Hank Bakker, Field Recordings, Klarinette, Electronics, Stimme. Sascha Roth, Erzähler, DJ. Lukas Simonis, Stimme, Sounds, Gitarre, Text. Technik Katharina Böhm, Martin Leitner, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann. Static Ticks sind übrigens nächste Woche am Stripe Festival in Eindhoven zu hören. Ihr Thema wird da die gute alte Musikkassette sein. Weitere Informationen wie immer auf kunstradio.at. Helmut Jasper sagt auf Wiederhören.